Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. So the first step to homeschooling girls, which we talk about all the time, is always start in God's word. That is where you start. And this is whether you're homeschooling or parenting or, you know, correcting and training, everything that we do with our kids, always start in God's word. Always start with him first. And so that means at the beginning of our day with our kids, we start with God's word. We bring them to that first.
Right.
And that really sets the tone for what is expected in the rest of the day. Right? I mean, that's really what it's all about. And so teaching our kids from a Christian worldview is so important. And in all of the curriculum that we use, that's important to have curriculum that teaches from a biblical worldview, but we always want to start actually with the word of God first. And so what do you guys do, Abby, for your, do you start with actually reading the Bible, or do you have a Bible curriculum? I'm sure we've talked about this before, but I can't remember.
I mean, we've done Bible curriculums, but you know, I'm one of those that is a huge advocate that Bible is not school. Like, we do not make Bible. We start our day in God's word. We end our day in God's word. We use God's word throughout and everything. But I don't like put it on our, because I don't want my kids to think you get summer break from the Bible and you don't get Christmas break and then you don't graduate from the Bible. So, you know, we're now at ages where we just read straight from the Bible.
Yeah.
But you know, we did the Apologia, Who is God series, which I love. It's a great biblical worldview. We do a lot of different things, but you can't beat just the Bible and reading God's word, you know, and start when they're little with a kid's Bible and move on. So
everything
is through the word.
Yeah. One of the greatest things I think we can do with our kids is to read Proverbs. I think we might've mentioned this as part of the homeschool survival series, but there are 31 Proverbs. And so read one a day, read a proverb a day with your kids in whatever day of the month you're on, read that proverb for the day. Yeah. And so if you're not sure where to start, I mean, certainly just start in Genesis and read all the way through the Bible, or you can start in the Gospels and read through the Gospels in the New Testament. But if you're not sure what to do or where to start, that's a good starting place as well. Or read the Psalms. I mean, there's just so much, wisdom in both the Psalms and the Proverbs, but I love Proverbs, especially with our kids, because it teaches them the wisdom that they need to be able to get through life.
Absolutely. And so, one thing that we're in the season of that Jesse started is, because now that our kids are older, and when you get older kids, you want to teach them to have their own quiet time.
Right.
So we'll do like Proverbs, but we all do it separate. Like everybody, today's Proverbs 1. And then the next night at the dinner table, we all discuss what we learned. So kind of teaching our kids to dig in on their own without mom and dad, they're telling them what it means, but like for them to see God. So it's fun to go through the different seasons of learning God's word with your kids, from when they're little on your lap till, you know, to when they're in high school and you're really teaching them their own quiet time. So,
That's the best comprehension test. Do you remember when we were in kids and you would take those standardized tests and they would make you read the paragraph and then you had to answer the questions about the paragraph? I hated those because I could never concentrate on the paragraph because I was so looking nervous for the about taking the stinking test.
Right.
But we don't need a standardized test. We need to just read and then ask questions about it and have your kids give you a verbal report, which is fantastic. Because then you know
that they're learning something. And it's fun because they also get to see how you can read the same chapter. Mm-hmm. And depending on what the Holy Spirit's doing in your life, each of us can have something completely different we've taken from it based on what we're going through.
Right.
And because it's a living word. I mean, it is a living word. So anyway, that's a rabbit trail. Get in the word. Start with God's word.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.